Listening to my Bible. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Church of God Unlimited, here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Listening to my Bible. How do we listen to our Bible? We listen to our Bible when we go within. Now, the theologians, the philosophers, the religion people of all cultures teach us to go within, to listen to the quietness and the stillness within ourselves. And as we go within and listen to this quietness and the stillness within ourselves, we have magical things happening in our life. Now, what is the magical thing that happens in our life? The magical thing that happens in our life is the awareness of who and what we are. Now, as we think about ourselves, and as I have been thinking about myself in recent days of the scientific bent, it has come to my attention that the activity within our body is so fantastic. How the nerves respond to the neurons, and how all of the thoughts that go into our body, and the peptides, and all of the things that function within our body, and how each is itself a living form, a living force. Each of it itself is an intelligent activity going on. And each of it has come out of an otherness form. And as I think of the otherness form, I think of the bacteria, and I think of the gems and germs and enzymes, and I think of all the little creative things that go to function and operate one with the other, and how there's an internet functioning and working within my body, within my world, within all of the universe. All is one. A totality of activities that are going on, unbelievable, and yet very real and very true. Now, as I listen to my Bible within says, "Hey Herb, it's time that you relax. It's time that you let go and let the divine in you be you. You get so excited about your intellectual knowledge. You get so excited about your awareness of these most interesting ideas that I bring to your attention, but you sometimes, in the process of getting aware of them, get hung up on them and think that they are the end and all, and they are only one of the little patterns in the great mosaic of all of life. We look at this great mosaic of all of life, and we see how grand and glorious the interweaving of the patterns are, and how grand and glorious are the interactions within each of the activities within our body, within our mind, within our soul, within our universe, and within our universe of universes. And who knows how far out they go, but how glorious it is. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. For if I were to say to one tiny little cell, "Hey, you're important," and the little cell would say, "I know I am. I'm a very important cell, and I like me, and I'm a happy cell, and I'm doing exactly what I want to do. I have my nourishment, I have my life, I have all the things I'm doing, and I'm a happy cell. Well, don't you want to know about the big world out there?" "Not really. I'm doing my thing, and I'm a happy cell." "Well, don't you want to know about how the theory of everything works?" "No, I don't really want to know how everything works. I really am only concerned with myself and how I function harmoniously by keeping my attitude about myself harmonious and keeping my nose in my own business." "Now, can you realize? Are you talking to me, cell?" "That's right. I'm talking to you. I'm telling you, Herb, that if I, as a cell, allow myself to become concerned with how other cells function and how other cells think their thoughts and do their things, I am not going to be thinking my thought and doing my thing. But how can you have any imagination of the possibilities of what you can do if you don't look at other thoughts to see how they do things? If you don't look at other cells and other beingnesses in the universe to see how they work? Well, Herb, I am not the slightest bit interested in how the rest of the world functions. I am to know myself, and as I know myself, then I listen to the Bible within. I'm listening to my Bible, and my Bible says, I am a cell. Oh, it is true, I am the allness, but I am demonstrating my life on this plane of existence at this moment as a cell. And because of that, I am going to be the most exciting, most amazing, most fulfilling cell that ever existed. I don't care by comparison, but I am going to be all that I can be, and I'm going to be myself and have fun. Well, that's an interesting observation for a cell to make. Yes, it is an interesting observation for a cell to make. And don't you think just because I'm a cell, I don't have the ability to like myself and to enjoy myself and to think that I'm wonderful? Just because I'm a cell, don't you think that there's nothing much to me? Well, excuse me, Mr. Cell, I didn't mean to press your button so heavily. Oh, yes, you did. You tried to move me from being myself and having fun and living in my own universe and in my own awareness of my own divinity and to putting my nose into how the rest of the world functions and lives. And really, how the rest of the world functions and lives from my point of view. The rest of the world functions and lives in absolute harmony because I live in absolute harmony. There is nothing in the universe other than absolute harmony because that is all that I am. But you're just a little cell. You're just one little cell. No, I am the allness. But you're just a cell. No, I am the allness. And I am me being myself and having fun. I am not concerned about how humanity or the world interprets how everything else is because that too just changes as soon as they come back to their original purity and integrity and only concern themselves with who they are. Then that other stuff goes away. Oh my, oh my, oh my. That's what happens when you listen to your Bible, huh? Mm-hmm. I guess it's true. That's what happens when I listen to my Bible. When I listen to my Bible within me, I hear that I am the greatest, I am the most wonderful, I am the completeness, I am the fullness, I am the joy, I am the harmony, I am all that is good and beautiful, and I have fun, and I am myself. That's what happens when I listen to my Bible. Yes. And is there anything more wonderful that could happen than that? No, not really. Because that is the allness, the onlyness, that is all that matters. Nothing else in the universe matters. Nothing. All is in divine order. I listen to my Bible. I teach myself to listen to my Bible. Whenever I am encouraged to read somebody else's Bible or look at somebody else's expression of who they think they are, then I quickly jump back into my own Bible, into my own self, and say, I see you whole and perfect. I see you in divine order. I see all is beautiful. Because I see from my eyes, and I observe from my eyes, I listen from the Bible within me to all that goes on in my world. And I am selective, and I accept only that which responds and reflects that I'm being myself and having fun. Nothing else matters. Nothing else makes any difference to me or to anyone else in the world. I am being myself and having fun. Now, as long as I do this, great and wonderful things happen. As long as I do this, I am a happy person. As long as I do this, nothing else in the world is important to me except who and what I am. Well, are you saying, little cell, that you don't read newspapers and magazines and watch television and talk to other people outside of your own cellet? That's right. That's right. Nothing else exists outside of my own inner world. But that's kind of a tiny world. I'm happy in my tiny world. I am fulfilled. I am revealed. I am that I am. Oh dear. That's almost talking like absolute in the relative quality of your being a self. Well, it does sound like that, doesn't it? Yes, it does. You like it? Well, I don't know. I sort of miss my awareness of the universe about me and all the activities in the newspapers and magazines and television and all the areas that I study. If I were to be like you, Sel, and knowing only my own beautiful self and living according to the Bible within me, I would not have the exciting life that I have. Well, the little Sel spoke up and said, I do have an exciting life. I live to the fullness that which I am. I am the most fulfilled Sel that I can possibly be. Now, I do not ask this question out of any other candidness than the fact that I asked the question. Are you the most fulfilled Herb Byerly that you could be? Or are you trying to be something that you don't even understand? Are you looking at other people's Bibles and reading them and getting excited about it? Are you looking at other people's worlds and other people's attitudes? Or are you looking at your own? Are you looking at who you are and saying, I like me just the way I am, and I am beautiful, I am wonderful, and that's the way it is. I love you, I love you, I love you.